Morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Merry Christmas.
聖誕快樂。
I consider it a great privilege to get to share God's word with you today.
係我極大嘅榮譽，可以同大家分享神嘅説話。
And I am very grateful for Sister Maggie.
我為到 Maggie 好感謝。
For translating for me today.
為大家一齊翻譯。
I'm hoping that today you will hear the invitation of Jesus Christ.
我希望今日你能够听见主向你发出嘅邀请。
I'm hoping today you'll hear the invitation of God the Father.
我希望你今日听见从神而嚟对你嘅邀请。
I'm hoping today that you hear the invitation of the Holy Spirit of God.
我都希望今天你能够接受到圣灵向你发出嘅邀请。
Because the triune God of the universe is inviting you to behold him.
因为今日三一神系向你邀请去看佢。
In the scripture that we just read from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25,
由今日马太福音一章十八至二十五节里边，
we're being invited to behold Emmanuel, the God who is with us.
我哋系被邀请去看啊。以马内利主呢位与我哋同在嘅神。
Matthew says that everything that took place in the story that was read,
马太福音里边所说所有今日所记载嘅故事，
was to fulfill a promise that had been made about 600 years before.
系要嚟应验六百几年前所说过嘅应许。
And that promise was that a virgin would bear a child.
而呢个应许系说。这个童女是会怀孕。
So we're being invited to behold God in the miracle of a virgin birth.
而我们被邀请去看这位以马内利的神在处女怀孕这个奇迹里面。
Over and over again, Matthew emphasizes that Mary had not had relations with a man.
马太重复又重复，玛利亚是没有跟任何的人去交配。
So he says, before she and Joseph came together, she was found to be with child. And then he says that she was with child by the Holy Spirit.
所以当玛利亚发现她自己是因为圣灵而怀了孕。
And verse 20, he repeats that. And he says that Joseph was told this child was from the Holy Spirit of God.
在二十节里面，连约瑟都领受到这个信息，知道这个孩子是从圣灵而来。
And he reaffirms this again in the last verse of this short narrative when he says,
而在这个经文最后一句里面，他重新的再听见这个重要性。
That Joseph knew her not until she had given birth to a son.
这个讲到约瑟是等玛利亚生了儿子才和他同房。
But Matthew,
而马太。
And God are inviting us to behold something more than just a miracle of a virgin birth.
而神是邀请我们去看超越这个只是处女怀孕。
We're being invited to behold the purpose of the virgin birth.
我们被邀请去看主里面，主在这个心，在这件，整个救赎里面的目的。
For the child that would be born would be called Jesus, which means God saves.
而耶稣基督的名字是拯救者。
And he would be called the one who would save his people from their sins.
而他就是那位一定拯救他的人民脱离他们的罪那位。
But even more than the miracle of the virgin birth and the purpose of the virgin birth, Matthew and God are inviting us to behold how God would fulfill his purpose.
而马太福音再记载我哋点样嘅去被邀请去看呢位以马内利嘅神，系神系点样进入我哋破碎堕落嘅人性里边嚟实现佢目的。
And that is the most amazing thing.
呢个系超出我哋所想所象嘅。
God would fulfill His purpose of saving you and me.
神为着救你同我嚟实现佢目的。
By entering into a broken and fallen humanity,
而去进入破碎和堕落的人性里面，
himself.
他自己下来。
So Matthew says that it is through Emmanuel, God who is with us, that God will fulfill his purpose.
马太记载是唯有这位以马内利上帝与我们同在的神是能够实现这个目的。
So what does Emmanuel mean?
以马内利是什么意思呢?
It means God is with us.
上帝与我们同在。
So as we think about this briefly,
我们思想啊。
I want to invite you to reflect on at least six things this means for you and me today.
我想你去思想以马内利对我们至少有六个意思。
What would it mean to you and me if God is not far away, but actually among us?
如果上帝不是那么远的上帝，而是就在我们当中的神，会是怎样呢？
What would it mean to you and me if God is not mysterious, but actually knowable because he is before us?
如果上帝不是一个那么神秘的人物，而是就是能够被你认识，被你深深的经历的一位神，是怎样呢？
What would it mean to you and me if God actually understands us because he is like us?
而上帝却是那位你能够明白他，因为他就好像我们一样。
And what would it mean to you and me if we are not alone in both our greatest joys and our deepest sorrows, but God is beside us?
如果有什么意思，如果这位上帝是那位在你最痛苦、最艰难、最难过的时候，他就在你身边陪着你那位。
And what would it mean to you this Christmas if you realized that God was not against you, but for you?
而这个圣诞节，你可不可以想象神不是要来拦阻你，不是来敌挡你，他是为了你。
And what would it mean for you and me if we know that when we leave here today, God can go with us because he is within us?
你今天离开之前，我让你，希望你明白神就是活在你里面。
Emmanuel means that God, in the form of Jesus, came to be amongst us.
以马内利代表神就在我们当中。
The Word became flesh, John says, and dwelt among us.
让福音记载道成了肉身住在我们中间。
That we might see his glory.
而我们能够见到他的荣光。
The fullness of the glory of God the Father, full of grace and truth.
就是丰丰满满地有恩典有真实。
See, Emmanuel means that God has drawn near to a broken humanity.
以马内利的神是代表神来到破碎的人间里面。
For a purpose.
为了一个使命。
That we might be drawn near to God.
而他就是要让我们归向天父。
See, Jesus came on a mission to bring us back to his heavenly Father.
耶稣来的使命是为要带我和你回去天父那里。
Paul wrote to the Colossians and said that in Jesus all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile us to God himself.
哥罗西书记载，上帝早就乐意使完全丰满都住在基督里面，并且藉着基督使万有，无论地上天上的，都藉着耶稣而跟自己完全复和。
At the heart of the Christian faith is this belief.
就我们基督教信仰中心就是这个信，这个就是这个信仰。
That God became flesh.
神道成为肉身。
That we could be restored into right relationship with God.
而我们能够和神的关系重新的复活。
Your God is not far away.
你的主不是遥远的神。
He has drawn near to you.
他自己亲自的来，亲近你。
But Emmanuel means more than that.
以马内利还有其他意思。
It means that Jesus in the, and the fullness of God has come to live where we can see him and know him. He is before us.
而耶稣基督他成为神的完全的代表，来到我们面前，活在我们面前。
Some of you may have come today
今天你们来
thinking that God is mysterious and you couldn't possibly know him.
你可能觉得天父是一位很神秘不能够明白的神。
But Jesus has come so that you can know God in all his fullness.
耶稣来到要让你完全明白神的完全。
In fact, Scripture says that it is from the fullness of God that we can receive grace upon grace.
而亦都在经文里面记载，唯有我们能够藉住耶稣基督去认识神，并且欣赏加恩。
Because through Jesus, we see the fullness of God.
藉住主耶稣基督，我们认识全然的神。
If you have come here today wanting to know God, Jesus has made him known.
而如果你今天来是为了认识神，耶稣能够完全的彰显天父出来。
And one way you can see,
而一个方法你能够认识他的是,
Jesus is in the lives of his people.
耶稣基督活在他的子民当中。
Because when we see Jesus, it changes us.
当我们看见耶稣的时候，是一定会改变我们的。
We behold his glory.
我们看见神的荣耀。
And that changes us into his image.
而见到他的荣光的时候，能够改变我们的形质，同他成为一样。
So this Christmas, you have a God who has drawn near and who is knowable.
而今天你圣诞节你来到认识神，神是能够被你认识，能够亦都去他自己亲自来找你。
And that may not feel like good news to you.
可能这样都不够好消息啊。
Unless you understand that he came to be like you.
但你要更加明白，耶稣来是为了像我们一样。
You see, your God understands you.
你的神认识你。
Not simply because he is your creator.
不是单单他是你的创造者。
Not simply because he has ordered all of your days.
他安排你一天所有的流程。
But because he has shared in your flesh and blood.
因为他在你的血和肉里面有份。
The argument of Christianity
基督教的争议,
is that God experienced all that you and I have experienced.
而是耶稣经历所有我们人所经历的一切。
He entered into full humanity.
他自己进入完全的人性里面。
Even though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, becoming like you and me.
耶稣基督他形质上本是属神, 但他将自己完全倾倒，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And that means there is nothing that you and I have experienced that God himself has not experienced in the first person.
没有你所经历的是耶稣未经历过的。
Hunger and fullness.
饥饿饱足。
Pain and pleasure.
痛苦快乐。
Tears and laughter.
泪水和笑声。
Hope and disappointment.
希望和失望。
Heartbreak and triumph.
心碎和胜利。
Grief and joy.
悲伤和喜乐。
And all the rest of the human experience.
还有所有我们人类所经历的。
Your God knows.
你的神是认识。
And that has even more power when we realize that Emmanuel means that God has come to be beside us.
而更加深深的，我们经历以马内利的神是来到我们身边陪住我们。
He has come to be that which we could not have been. He was made like us in every respect.
而他亦都自己, 倒空自己成为我们样式，同我们一样。
Even though he was fully God.
但他仍然是完全的神。
And therefore, he came to be beside us in our suffering.
亦都因为这样，他来到我们的受苦里面陪伴我们。
He came to be beside us when we experience oppression and injustice.
在我们经历受压迫、不公义的时候，耶稣来陪伴我们。
And he came to be beside us in our weakness and our temptations.
在我们在诱惑和软弱里面，耶稣来陪伴我们。
In fact, the Bible says that Jesus suffered when he was tempted.
圣经里面记载，耶稣基督他亦都受苦，当他遇到 试探嘅时候。
And therefore he is able to help those who have been tempted.
因为佢经历过引诱被试探，佢能够帮助嗰啲被试探嘅人。
The Bible compares Jesus to a great high priest.
圣经记载耶稣系诸天嘅大祭司。
Who is able to sympathize with us in all our weaknesses.
他可以同情我们种种的软弱。
Because he has been tempted in every way like we are.
因为他好像我们一样，我们每一个方面都被试探过。
Yet was without sin.
但是他没犯罪。
And therefore you and I.
也都因为这样，我和你。
Can draw near to the God who is infinitely holy.
我们可以亲近这位圣洁的神。
And instead of finding condemnation,
但我们不会，我们不会找到被，被 condemnation 啊，责备。
We can find mercy and grace.
我们可以找到神的怜悯和恩典。
And that mercy and grace is always timely.
而那个恩典和怜悯是马上的，是你需要的时候来的。
It is a very present help in our time of need.
是马上现在这一刻的帮助。
So we have a God that has drawn near.
我们的神是自己亲自临到我们当中。
A God we can know.
这位神能够被我们认识。
A God who knows us and is like us.
而这位上帝认识我们，并且跟我们一样。
A God that enters into our brokenness.
这位神来到我们破碎的人性里面。
But he is also the God who is for us.
而这位神也是为我们而来。
He is not against you.
他不是敌挡你的。
In fact, the Bible says that while we are weak.
圣经里面记载我们仍然脆弱软弱的时候。
While we are still sinners.
当我们仍然是犯罪黑暗里面的时候。
In fact, even while we are God's enemies.
当我们是神的敌人的时候。
He is for you.
他为了你。
He is for you.
他的心是为了你。
He loves you.
他爱你。
The Bible says this. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
罗马书为什么当我们还在软弱无力时，基督就在适当的时机替不敬虔的人死呢？
And that this is the greatest demonstration of God's love.
而这个是上帝对我们的爱完全的证明。
That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
就是当我们还在罪人的时候，耶稣基督为我们死。
He did this so that we could experience Emmanuel all the time.
他完成了这件事，为了让我们能够常常的经历以马内利的神。
Matthew begins his gospel with the introduction to Emmanuel.
马太福音他开始他的事工是介绍耶稣基督开始。
And when he shares many chapters later the story of Jesus' crucifixion.
马太在后面再讲到耶稣基督怎样被钉十字架。
At the moment that Jesus dies,
在耶稣死的那一刻,
something miraculous happens again.
有一样很奇妙的事发生。
The curtain that was in the temple,
在圣殿当中的幔子,
that illustrated the divide between God and man,
代表人和神中间的分隔,
was torn completely in two.
那块幔子从上到下裂为两段。
You see, Jesus is our Emmanuel to pay the penalty for our sins and reconcile us to God.
耶稣是我们以马内利的神，他来为了我们的罪付上刑罚，同埋带我们与神和好。
In his body,
在他的身体里面，
Jesus paid the penalty for our sins.
耶稣为了我和你的罪付上代价。
So that we could come before God,
所以我们可以来到神的面前。
Not as sinners,
不是再是罪人啊,
but holy,
但是圣洁,
blameless,
无瑕疵,
and above reproach,
无可指责,
not because of anything we have done,
不是因为我们做了什么,
but because of the perfect life of Jesus Christ. Because his blood has been shed to pay for our sins. Jesus living as our Emmanuel means that he died to make us righteous before God. And his life, his obedience, makes you and me righteous. But there's more. The Jesus who has experienced the pain and brokenness of this world, he carried our griefs and our sorrows. We may have counted him as broken by God, smitten by God. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And upon him was the chastisement that brings us peace. And wait for it. By his wounds, we are healed. Jesus came to take us out of death and into life. Because he didn't just die for our sins. He was raised from the dead. And therefore we have life and immortality. If we believe in the good news of Jesus Christ. If we turn from our own attempts at self-salvation. And entrust ourselves to him. Emmanuel means God is for you. But it means even more than that. Emmanuel means that Jesus came to live within us. The Bible calls this a great mystery. That Jesus, who lived the perfect life, who died an atoning death, who was raised from the grave, who ascended to the right hand of the Father, now lives in all who believe in him. In fact, the Apostle Paul calls this Christ in you, the hope of glory. Emmanuel means that God lives within all who believe in him. In fact, it is now within us that Christ dwells by his Holy Spirit. And this is not only true for us as individuals, but it is true for his church. The Bible says that we are the temple of the living God. And that it is among us that God will make his dwelling. And he will walk amongst humanity through his church. Because he is our God. And we are his people. And that is not just true at Christmas time. That is true forever. Because at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, which began with an introduction to Emmanuel, we hear these words from Jesus. Behold, I am with you always.
看啊，我永远与你哋同在。
To the end of the age.
直到今世嘅完结。
So today, before we finish the service, can I ask you what you will do with Emmanuel this Christmas?
我想问你，呢个圣诞节你会点样回应呢位以马内利嘅神？
Maybe you need to believe in a God who is not far away, but quite near.
可能你要唔再相信呢位神好似好遥远，但其实佢系喺好接近、好亲近你。
Maybe you need to hear the invitation to know your God who has made himself knowable.
可能你要听见呢个邀请，邀请你再一次嘅去认识神，佢系能够被你深深嘅认识嘅。
Maybe you need to stop believing the lie that your God does not know what you are going through.
你要停止相信呢位神唔认识你，唔明白你所经历嘅。
Maybe you need to remember that in whatever you're going through, he is beside you.
可能你要停止去，你要常常记得提醒自己，无论你经历啲乜嘢，神就陪喺你身边。
And maybe in the brokenness of this world, you need to be reminded that despite your sin and weakness, God is for you.
虽然我哋喺一个堕落败坏嘅世界里边，喺我哋软弱里边，但系神系为咗你。
Or maybe you need to leave today reminded that you carry the living God as light into the darkness.
可能神要提醒你，你就系神嘅临在嚟进入呢黑暗嘅世界里边。
And maybe this Christmas there's someone you can share the good news of Emmanuel with.
哦，呢个圣诞节你可以同身边嘅人去分享与神同在嘅神。
Let us pray.
让我哋祷告。
Father God,
天父
we ask anew and afresh that you remind us of Emmanuel.
求主你去更新我哋，提醒我哋以马内利嘅神。
We ask that we would go forth from this place,
让我哋出去嘅时候
carrying the good news of Emmanuel within us.
让我哋带住呢个以马内利嘅神同我哋一齐呢个极大好嘅消息。
Not only so that we could share this good news,
唔单止让我哋可以分享呢个好消息
but so that we can live within this good news.
而我哋能够喺呢个福音里边快乐嘅活着。
Thank you for your son, Jesus.
为着耶稣基督，你爱子，感谢你。
Who has made you known.
他彰显你自己，让我们认识。
And who has drawn near to us.
而他亲自地临到我们当中。
Who's lived on our behalf.
而他代表我们去活着。
Who's paid for our sins.
为我们的罪去付出代价。
Who's defeated death.
他战胜死亡。
So that we might live before you.
So we can live in your presence.
It is in his name that we pray and ask these things.
Amen. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
聖誕快樂,新年快樂.
Thank you, Pastor Chris. It's a fundamental gospel message. Thank you, all congregation, music, and thank you for Pastor Linsky, your leadership. What a wonderful blessing. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that we can grow in your grace and grow in you for you, the day, the way, the truth, and the life.
主，我们祈祷，求主，你让我们在你的恩典里面继续成长，因为你是道路、真理和生命。
So that we can hold the testimony as a holy and faithful people of God.
帮助我们成为这位圣洁、信实的神的见证人。Because
you love us first, help us to love you with all our heart, and help us to love one another, and love our neighbors as ourselves.
主，因为你先爱我们，求你帮助我们去爱你，让我们全心全意爱你，并且彼此的相爱，爱我们身边每一个人。
May we proclaim the gospel in your spirit and presence, and be a partaker of your work and ministry, and may our life be the true disciple of Jesus Christ.
主，我们要靠着你的圣灵和你的同在去宣讲你的福音，让我们成为你工作事工里面的有份的其中一个人，帮助我们生命成为耶稣基督真正的门徒。
2 Corinthians 13 and 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
祝福你，让主耶稣基督的恩典、神的慈爱和圣灵的感动交通，常与众位同在，从今时直到永远。
I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。